Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. A Coshocton area man has died following a crash with a deer on State Route 83 South. Sheriff Tim Rogers says it happened near County Road 91 when 71-year-old Jerry Dunphy was traveling southbound on a three-wheeled motorcycle. Deputies say a deer ran into his path and Dunphy struck the deer, went off the right side of the roadway, down an embankment, and ultimately struck a fence, overturning. Dunphy died from injuries sustained in the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene by the county coroner's office. Knox County authorities have seized more than 50 dogs from a rescue operation near Howard after the prosecutor determined they were in imminent danger of being deprived of water. The Pity Paw operation on Coshocton Road had been the subject of alleged inhumane conditions for quite some time, but it was a property dispute that led to the court order. Prosecutor Chip McConville says no easement for a joint drive to the abandoned cabinet-making factory existed for Kristen Beaupre, Robert Ackerman, and Joyce Meisenhelder to use the access. Neighbor Henry Troyer began proceedings in August to build a fence around his property, which included the drive. Knox County Dog Warden John Carhart said without access to water, the dogs would be in peril within 24 hours. McConville says officials hope to find homes for the animals. Meisenhelder and Beaupre have pleaded not guilty to earlier misdemeanor charges of cruelty for allegedly abandoning several cats at a different property. The Sheriff's Office reports this additional accident. Lawrence Wilkin failed to yield while pulling out onto State Route 16 and struck Mark Fluharty. And from the West Lafayette Police, officers received an animal complaint from the 400 block of East Russell Avenue. Wayne E. Moore, Jr. of West Lafayette was cited for no license plate light, driving under a Financial Responsibility Act suspension, and failure to reinstate. Local officials are speaking out against State Issue 1 that's on the fall ballot. It proposes reducing the penalties for possessing drugs from a felony to misdemeanor and prohibit incarceration as a sentence. Proponents say the savings on prison spending could then be redirected to addiction treatment. County Prosecutor Jason Givens says, if anything, the proposed amendment to Ohio's Constitution transfers the financial burden from the state to the local community and likely would create additional costs. He stressed that voters should not vote based upon the title of the issue.
This makes your neighborhoods less safe. This doesn't make them more safe. This makes them less safe. This is a push for this amendment that is funded by money coming in from outside of the state of Ohio. This is California money coming into the state of Ohio.
Judge Robert J. Batchelor says courts would actually be stripped of the ability to help those with addiction.
If I can't have the threat of incarceration, then that person doesn't even get their assessment done. And we have that even when there's prison time hanging over their heads. They just don't make it to their assessments, right? And if they do, they just don't go to treatment. And if they went to the first day, they probably miss day two and three sometimes until we have a period of limited incarceration, which might grab their attention and get them more focused on treatment.
Tyra Hickson with Coshocton Behavioral Health Choices agrees.
Addiction is a disease of denial. And in order to combat that denial, we need to provide education and confrontation. If we don't have the legal system to use as incentive, these people are not going to come to treatment to us for a very long time, if ever. We also have drug courts in this community that we've worked very hard to put in place. And they will lose their effectiveness for sure. Those courts provide, the special docket courts provide so much accountability, but also so much support. And we have seen some real successes, and it would be horrible to lose that at this time.
Issue 1 also requires that offenders already serving prison time receive a 25% reduction in their sentencing if they participate in rehabilitation, work, or educational programming. About 10,000 people are in prison in Ohio on drug possession-related charges.
That's not the job of amendments to the Constitution. That's the job of judges to decide whether someone gets released early from prison or not.
Proponents also argue that the amendment applies only to nonviolent drug offenses, but Judge Batchelor says even possession is often a sign of violence.
Drug use is inherently violent because of what's associated with it, because of the robberies and the turf battles and the other issues and just the irrational behavior associated with drug addicts, okay? So they are considered felony offenses of violence.
The county commissioners and city administration are also united in opposition to the proposal. Sheriff Tim Rogers says law enforcement would be affected, as possession of drug charges are sometimes the simplest way for street officers to arrest someone while an investigation develops. Given says just 2 ounces of the drug fentanyl is enough to kill 26,000 people through overdosing. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales reporting.
It is 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning, everyone. It's time for the Communication Alliance program. I'm Mike Bechtel here with you until 11 o'clock this morning. And the Browns won. Yay! They made it worth my while. You know, halftime. The Browns trailing 14 to nothing. Do I really want to invest some sleep in this or not? And Baker Mayfield has become the new face of the Browns. So we can talk about that here in just a little bit. We're going to start things off certainly with a much more serious topic, and that is suicide prevention. We have here in the studio with us from the Coshocton County Suicide Prevention Coalition, Jessica Painter and Leanne Rohr. And good morning, ladies. Thanks for being here today.
Morning, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Well, our big thing today is to talk about the event that is coming up tomorrow. We'll get to that here in just a little bit, but I'd like to review, if you would, whoever would like, a little bit about what the Suicide Prevention Coalition is all about.
Okay. Suicide Prevention Coalition started 15 years or so ago. Dr. Gwen was a driving force in getting that started, and it really was to just start addressing the issue of suicide in our county. At that time, there were quite a few suicides that had occurred, and there really was the need to get information out to people about it's okay to talk about the subject of suicide. For years, there's been a huge stigma about mental health and suicide and talking about it. And if we talk about it, then it means we have to think about it. And if we have to think about it, then, you know, we have to do something about it. So the coalition really started to bring awareness to the topics of both mental health and suicide. And letting people know that it's okay to have that conversation. Just because I ask somebody if they're feeling suicidal does not mean that they're going to go out and attempt suicide if it's not already something they're thinking about. So we want to make sure people know what to do, where to go, and how to go about getting help if somebody does identify as a suicide risk. And Jesse?
The big thing about the coalition is we do want to get not only our names out there that we are here as a resource, but we want people to know the warning signs and exactly where to go to get the help. Some of the most common warning signs that people don't think about that are associated with suicide are giving away your favorite possessions, making sure that you know where they are after you are gone. Another big thing is a decline in performance of work, school, and other activities. If you notice, you know, they've been really big, say, playing football or something like that, and then they all of a sudden don't show that interest anymore. Those are just a couple of the big common warning signs. A lot of places, and we have many places here in Coshocton County to get help. And once we get talking about the event, most of these places will be at the event tomorrow as well promoting. Today we just want to highlight on some of the board members' places, which are Allwell Behavioral Health Services on South 2nd Street. We have Coshocton Behavioral Health Choices on Walnut Street. Then we have Mid-Ohio Behavioral Health and Family Care. The other good resource in our, not only our area, but Muskingum County and beyond, is the Mental Health Recovery Services Board on Newark Road in Zanesville. And then there is always the text line as well. The text line is text the number 4 and then H-O-P-E to 741741 for help. That it serve, that's the text line, and it serves all ages. And I have actually, being one of the co-chairmen, have tested the text line to see exactly before I promote it if it actually works. And it does. It does send help and things like that. And after they said that they were going to send help, I called the sheriff's department and said, hey, it's Jessica Suicide Prevention. I was just testing it before we promoted it. And they said, hey, I totally understand what you guys were doing.
Okay, very good. So suicide in Coshocton County, is it above average, below average, or
right
about the same as the rest
now,
of the country?
Now we are below average. I got the coroner report from Dr. Robert Gwynn this last week. Right now, for 2018, we only have 3. That is 3 too many, but compared to surrounding counties, we are on the low side right now.
And that has not always been the case.
No, that is definitely not always been the case. As Leanne said, when Dr. Gwynn started this about 15 years ago, we were one of the highest counties in Ohio. So that tells me something's going in the right direction, but we are not to where we need to be yet.
The coalition, you mentioned a few agencies and organizations. Mm-hmm. Is that what the coalition means, all those people working together?
All of these people working together. We also have a lot of community support. We have a lot of volunteers. The board consists of myself, Leanne. We have Coshocton County Board of Developmental Disabilities on the board. We have All Well Behavioral Health, Coshocton Behavioral Health Choices, and First Step is also on board with us.
And a coalition just is a group, really just is a big word to say a bunch of community people working together to solve a common problem through a planned effort. So they're really thinking about what is the problem, how do we best address it in our community versus other communities. Because suicide is a problem across the state, every community has a little bit of different culture and the way people accept information. So you need to make sure that the processes or the interventions that you're putting in place are appropriate for your county. So the coalition looks at that and then decides, you know, through a broad base of people, what is the best intervention to help eliminate or minimize this problem in our county.
Well, we have a fun event that's coming up tomorrow. Before we get to that, is there anything else you'd like to share with us about the coalition?
The coalition, we are going to start meeting again at the County Services Building. Watch social media, especially for the date for our October meeting. The County Services Building is under construction right now. So we don't have a set date, which is what we wanted to come in here and share with everyone. But come out tomorrow, see us, talk to us. Leanne and I will be around somewhere throughout the day. We'll be there on the grounds all day, but they can always point you in the direction of where we are, and we can talk to you more and get you on an email list, get you on a text list, so you know when our next meeting are if you want to take part. We would love to have more taking part. I have made the comment, and I will stick to my comment. If we have enough involved that want to do an evening meeting, because right now our meetings are during the day, I will step up and set one evening a month for suicide prevention, and then we can just have 2 meetings a month, one in the morning and then one in the evenings as well.
It's the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Coshocton Car Show. It will be tomorrow, and we'll have details when we come back right after these words.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This National Farm Safety message is brought to you by Coshocton Brake and Supply.
Has your power takeoff-driven equipment ever broken down? Many farm workers can answer yes. Unfortunately, many also admit they've been too close to an operating PTO. This could cause their clothes to wrap around the shaft. A few lucky victims had their garments torn away. Others suffer serious injury and even death. Turn off the PTO when inspecting a problem. The PTO shaft operates at speeds of 540 to 1,000 RPMs, so you may not have a second chance to do the job safely.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. Do you suffer from headaches? neck pain, lower back pain, knee, hip, or joint pain, call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street and let us help you get back to life.
We see that the ag industry is changing, and we know you already have enough surprises to deal with. So we thought you'd like a heads up. We're building a new NK Seeds. Mark your calendars. 2019 is a new day.
And this new day could also mean a premium for every bushel. How? By growing Enogen corn and contracting with your local ethanol plant. Ethanol plants run more efficiently. You reap the rewards. Talk to your NK retailer today or visit Enogen.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by ValleyATV.com, your Polaris and K&M dealer. If you're looking for a Polaris or K&M, ATV, or side-by-side, then visit ValleyATV first. ValleyATV, the dealer where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy. Visit ValleyATV Polaris and K&M today on Jellaway Road in Danville or online at ValleyATV.com.
Mostly sunny today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain, 30%. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-50s. Chance of rain is 80%. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, much cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Right now it is 75 degrees in Coshocton. And we are back once again with Leanne Rohr and Jessica Painter from the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Coshocton, and a car show coming up tomorrow, Jessica.
There is a lot more than just a car show coming up tomorrow. The car show is one of the bigger events for the year, but we also have a vendor craft bazaar, an art show, the car show, the Real McCoy Barbecue will be out for lunch from 10 to 2. We have over 150 raffle prizes from almost anywhere in the state of Ohio you can imagine. The car show this year has become bigger than what I could have ever imagined 3 weeks ago it was going to become. The car show, any type of cars will be accepted, including minivans.
With rust?
That is completely fine. That is up to our judges to determine.
Okay.
We have three great car dealerships here in the county represented for our car show judges. We need to thank Jeff Drennan Dealership, R&M 5 Point Auto Sales, and Double Eagle Auto Sales for letting us have one of their amazing car salesmen for the judging tomorrow. We need to thank Black Run Trophy out of Zanesville. I called the lady and said, this is what's happening, and she was able to get us 25 dash plaques for the first 25 entrants tomorrow at the car show. We have a Coalition's Choice Best of Show. All of the board members and volunteers tomorrow will be choosing their favorite for the Best of Show. Then, of course, the judging will be first, second, and third place trophies, which will be handed out about 1:30. Cars may arrive at 8:30 a.m. The show will go from about 10 to 2 tomorrow. I say 2, but the raffle prizes aren't going to be drawn until after the awards are given. We have about 150 of them, so it might be 2:30, quarter till 3 before we get out of there, which is totally okay with me.
Yeah, Buckeyes don't kick off till 3:30.
Buckeyes don't kick off till 3:30. I know.
We'll be wrapped up by then.
We'll be wrapped up by then. The Bears are home tonight. Ridgewood's home tonight. Coshocton's on the road, so even if you're close, and it's before homecoming, so you can still come out, spend the day, get some lunch, see what we have going on. Like I said, the vendor event, we have 70 crafters and direct sales from around the area. I'm just going to highlight on some of those that you can see tomorrow. We have Clever Container, Chloe and Isabel, Brombeck's Jam, trying just to skim my list here, Jordan Essentials, Lip Sense, LuLaRoe, some of the bigger names, Pink Zebra, Perfectly Posh. Our event sponsor this year is the 6th Street Tattoo. They will be in the building for face painting tomorrow for $1 a piece. Character Express from Trinway, Ohio has donated a couple characters for tomorrow's event as well to have walking around from about 12 to 1. Then, of course, we have t-shirt sales. Our t-shirts this year were designed by KC Creations, Brian and Carrie Casey, here locally in Coshocton. We can't thank them enough. We have given these two people so many shirts at the last minute, and they've pushed them out for us and stepped up to the plate there. This is our first year using them, and I can pretty much guarantee Lee and I think we'll be using them again next year. We have many other great things happening. We will have an educational piece presented by Leanne and myself tomorrow. We will have a prayer from Steve Young at Young at Heart Youth Ministries, plus a proclamation from the mayor's office as well presented to us tomorrow. That will all start about 1 o'clock. The educational and proclamation should only take about 10 to 15 minutes. We just want to highlight on what we're here for and all of that. This event is free for our vendors and the car show attendees from 6th Street Tattoo. We cannot thank them enough for the fundraiser they put on this spring, making this event totally free. The only thing you basically, how you can support the coalition tomorrow, everyone's been asking me this question. My phone's been going off crazy. Buy raffle tickets, buy 50-50. That is how we are making our efforts this year. All the efforts from 50-50 and raffle will go to our first Christmas project. Leanne and I and the board have been working very hard. We are going to try and help local families that have been affected by suicide for Christmas. We aren't saying who. Those names haven't even been given across our desk yet. We just know what we want to do with the funds after we raise the funds. Raffle tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5. If you call me and want pre-sale raffle tickets, if you can't make it out tomorrow, I personally will be in town until about probably noon today. Then I'll be back up tonight at 7 o'clock at Hopewell School. Call me, text me, let me know, hey, we want pre-sale raffle tickets. We will get you hooked up there. I know Leanne will be in town later on this afternoon as well, so we can, one of us can surely get you raffle tickets before tomorrow if you can't come out and attend. The 50-50 sales are just tomorrow only at the event. They are $1 a piece or a car length for $10. So go out, pick your favorite car, and get a length of tickets. That will be drawn after all of the awards. We also have the art show, which I need to highlight on. The art show, the theme is In the Darkness, Find the Light, which is our motto for the 2018 show. Art show pieces can be dropped off from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Any type of art. It doesn't need to be framed. It can be a picture. It can be, you might have a model car sitting around, builders, things, canvases, any type of art, quilts. Sky's the limit on the art show. We do have an art show judge coming from Yorksville. There are 5 awards for the art show. Best theme, most creative, most original, Chairman's Choice Jessica, Chairman's Choice Leanne. Those awards will be given about 1:30 as well. I say all these things are going to happen at 1:30. The awards for the art show and car show and raffle tickets will be drawn after the education portion of the event. Leanne, what did I miss in that?
You missed breathing.
What else would you like to add, Leanne?
I just want to say, you know, the main focus of this event, we want people to be there because we want to let people know that you can talk about suicide and it's not a topic that needs to be big and scary. So doing an event where you can kind of put it out there in a calm, easy to look at way that doesn't feel so scary might help to start those conversations with people. You know, it's just like anything else, whether you're sick with the flu, cold, diabetes, heart disease, suicide ideation and mental health issues are just a health issue. And we just need to be sure to talk about it and not be afraid to mention it to people.
It is the vendor event, art show, car show, food truck, raffle prizes, all tomorrow from 10 to 2, maybe a little bit past 2 at Hopewell School. But as you mentioned, you'll be home in time for kickoff.
There you go.
We'll be home in time. Well, we might not be home in time for kickoff.
Everybody that's there will
be. We also, before we get off air, we do need to give a special thanks to all of our volunteers. This show would not be possible. We've got McKeever Photos, Randy Sue McKeever at the head table. We've got 50-50 Girls. We've got, trying to think who else, all the dealerships, everybody that has had a part in this show, all of our raffle prize donations. I'm not boring you with that list, but everybody almost in the county has at least the flyer in their hand. This show has grown from our first year doing it. We had 12 vendors. Now we have 70. Every year we add something more. Maybe next year we won't, but I can't promise that.
Okay, and that's tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the Hopewell School. Weather forecast looking pretty good. It's going to feel a little bit more like fall, though. Mm-hmm. Anything else before we wrap up today?
I think that covers it, Mike. Thanks for letting us be here.
Thanks you, Mike Bechtel.
That is Jessica Painter and Leanne Rohr from the Coshocton County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Big event tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Hopewell School. Well, we have open phone lines from here on out, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And, yeah, you all know what I want to talk about this morning, and I'm sure a lot of other Browns fans do as well. The Browns ended the streak. They got their first win in nearly 2 years against the New York Jets. It didn't start out like it was going to be that way. But an unfortunate circumstance for Tyrod Taylor. So give me a call. Let's get started. 740-622-1560.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no. Because we protect this. And your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Tia from Colonial Sports and Courts. Did you know that Colonial Sports and Courts offers special pricing for veterans, active military, and seniors? Call or visit us today to see how you can stay active, get fit, and have fun with special veteran, active military, and senior pricing. From a full range of equipment to a variety of classes and activities, we have something for everyone. And just a reminder to use Silver Sneakers card holders, your Silver Sneakers card allows you full access to our entire facility at Colonial Sports and Courts, 1101 Ferry Falls Drive, Coshocton.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Sheila Shingleton with Carol Goffin Associates.
Kids may love to explore from pillar to post, but climbing can be a dangerous activity, especially around equipment to buildings. Remind children not to play around equipment. A curious child may find equipment left in gear with the keys in ignition. Also warn young adventurers about the risk of climbing a silo. The National Safety Council reminds you that kids can play safely in designated areas on farm without climbing into trouble.
It is 9:28, and let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Gary Hosfeld. My son passed away on August 30th in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I want to thank everybody at sent me my wife cards, you know, my son passing, and that's what I call for it.
Well, I'm sorry about your loss, and I'm glad that you are able to feel the support of your friends and your family.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling. At 9:29 is the time. We do have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and a family going through some tough times, and I wanted to call and acknowledge the people that have offered support. It is 9:29. The phone lines are open until 11 o'clock this morning, and we do have another caller waiting, so let's get to it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Thought I might hear from you this morning.
Yeah, before we start talking about the win, on some of these Cleveland programs, they were talking about that Todd Haley is auditioning for the Browns head coaching job. He's been letting some of his offensive assistant coaches call plays during the preseason, like he's showing John Dorsey that he's willing to be head coach, and he's grooming one of the assistants to go ahead and start calling plays in case they fire Jackson. You know, he's willing to take a coaching job, and he's willing to relinquish the play calling. And they've been talking about this. And when I was watching that game and seeing Tyrod Taylor get beat and pounded, I was thinking that in my mind. Is he deliberately calling these weird, bad plays so Coach Jackson gets fired and he's got a shot at the head coaching job? And then when Tyrod got hurt and Mayfield came in, all of a sudden he's got the tight ends lining up behind the left and right guard to help with the blocking schemes and all this stuff to help protect him. I'm going, well, maybe he was trying to get Tyrod Taylor hurt so he'd get Baker Mayfield in. So that was just something I wanted to throw out there.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a... first of all, yeah, unprofessional, and it would also be a... If things like that were done deliberately to sabotage Hugh Jackson, it would be something that would be very obvious and transparent to those in the know.
Well, I mean, they've been talking about it on the Cleveland sports shows about, you know, why is he calling these stupid plays? Why is he, you know, throwing passes behind the line of scrimmage or only calling for a 2 or 3 yard dunk when it's third down and long?
Well, I'm not going to argue that there were some questionable calls, and I think in the more so in the first half of last night's game than all season. Also, Tyrod Taylor, and I guess before we even get into the discussion, Tyrod Taylor going down with an injury. It took what would have been a very tough decision for Hugh Jackson away from him. I hate to see Tyrod get hurt for things to happen that way, and Baker Mayfield himself said that at the end of the game. But
I agree.
But Mayfield came in and performed admirably. And granted, we as Browns fans, we want to see that. Maybe we looked at it, you know, we forgave that fumble. Let's not forget that there was a fumble and a pretty bad one that fortunately our guy recovered, so it was there was no harm there. But other than that, he came in and performed admirably and carried himself on the field and off the field after the game. He did not look like a rookie at all.
Yeah, I agree totally with you because I watched the postseason stuff too.
Oh, and, one thing I was going to say about Taylor, and I got off on a mental tangent there. Again, there was at least two passes where the receiver was wide open, had a step on his defender, and Taylor just didn't have the arm, just didn't get it there. The receivers had to slow down and then got it knocked away by the cornerbacks.
Yeah, and he was under pressure. He had to, you know, throw early. So, you know, when you're falling backwards and you're trying to chuck a ball down the field, and he's short, you know. And when you can't see some of that open stuff in the middle of the field, and so when he's under pressure and you got to chuck it to get rid of it or take the sack, you know, you're not always going to be on target. But you know, as far as you're right about taking the decision away from Hugh Jackson about replacing him at half, you know, after the halftime.
You can't question whether it was a right or wrong decision because it was a decision that that had to be made. The starter went down and the second stringer came in.
Yeah. And then they were saying that Hugh Jackson said he'd have to look, after the game, he would have to look at the tape to see who would be a starter next week. And I'm going, Tyrod's got a concussion. He's got to go through concussion protocol. So, you know, definitely you got to start Baker.
I think so regardless. And this is, you know, talking from a fan here. The fans in the stands before Taylor got hurt were chanting for pleading for Baker Mayfield to come into the game, but to me, and I'm looking at it through a fan's eyes, granted, but to me, there's no choice. Baker starts next week against the Raiders. He came in and showed that he belonged on the field. Sure, he's a rookie. There's a lot of things that he still needs to learn, but he outperformed by far the starting quarterback, and I think he deserves and he needs to, and he gives the Browns the best chance to win against the Raiders.
Yeah, so do I. I agree with you 100%. I was going to say something. Oh, they were booing the play calling.
And the performance, play, yeah.
Yeah, they were booing the play calling while Tyrod was out there. And I agree with you 100% that Baker should be the starter from now on. But I just noticed that, you know, after he went in there, the pass protection got better because they were leaving backs in to protect and putting two tight ends in behind the left and right tackle to help him out as far as protecting him and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there going, wow, what a change in play calling.
In addition to the X's and O's, you could see that there was a palpable increase in enthusiasm, just the body language of the players on the field.
Yeah.
They wanted Baker to come in.
Yeah, and then the wide receivers were getting more open, too. Instead of running up to a defender and turning around, they were going to the open spots in the field. So, yeah. The streak is over.
Well, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun, too. And I was, you know, I saw Facebook messages and people and Browns fans were getting very pessimistic, myself included, there in the first half. You know, one guy commented that bye-bye, Hugh, that it was going to be Hugh Jackson's last game as coach, and the pessimism would continue. This is a big moment for the Browns and Browns fans. They still got work to do. They need to win some more games, but the mood and the direction now, it seems like the team has a direction. If they had lost last night, they would have seemed rudderless.
Yeah, and then the Steelers got to play Buccaneers Monday night. And the Buccaneers have been creaming everybody.
Right.
And I had the Buccaneers as a win for the Browns because they sucked last year. And we have to play the Buccaneers this year, so that's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I haven't looked closely enough to see what the Buccaneers are doing right this year, but they are putting a lot of points on the board.
Yeah, they got Fitzpatrick from he played for...
See, the Bengals and the Bills, I think, and the Jets.
He was doing good with the Jets, and then for some reason they didn't want to pay him or something or other, and he ended up going to the Bills or someplace, and he ended up down there with the Buccaneers, and he's just tearing things up. He's playing all out. So anyways, I'll let you get to some other callers.
All right. Well, thank you for calling today. 9:39 is the time. We do have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. If you want to offer your analysis of the Browns from a play calling standpoint, from Baker Mayfield, I just don't see how you can bench Mayfield. Even if Tyrod Taylor clears concussion protocol by game time a week from Sunday. I think that it was clear enough. There's a clear enough difference that Mayfield's got to be your starting quarterback. There will be a fan rebellion if he's not. Let's put it that way. It's 9:40. We do have a caller waiting. We need to take a quick break, and we'll get back to the phones here in just a moment. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Frontier Power.
Farm and ranch workers become victims of minor to serious injuries every day. It is important that family members and workers be properly trained in first aid and other emergency response techniques. First aid classes are available around the country to prepare you for a variety of emergency situations. For more information, call the National Safety Council at 1-800-621-7233. 7619.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hey, Candace, how's life as a pastry chef?
Oh, I'm swimming in chocolate souffles.
Mmm. So, what's your plan for retirement? What's your recipe for that?
Retirement? Oh, that's years away.
Ah, but the more you save early on, the better off you can be. Just talk with an Allstate agent and get expert guidance, whether you're starting from scratch or not.
Oh, that's another batch. Grab a spoon.
It's good to be in good hands.
Get to work on your retirement. Talk to Coshocton Allstate agent, Taylor Insurance and Financial today for a complimentary financial plan.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff and Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their local office at 535 Main Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Mostly sunny skies today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain 30%. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-50s. Chance of rain is 80%. Tomorrow, partly sunny and much cooler with highs in the mid-60s. It is currently 76 degrees outside our studios in Coshocton. Let's take our next call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Morning. We aren't going to talk about football, are we?
No, we're not. We can talk about dogs. I've got now 15 groundhogs, but that's not the subject.
Okay.
I want to talk about the subject that will affect the viability of Coshocton for generations, and that would be the injection wells. Obviously, having polluted water is the biggest issue. And these so-called non-hazardous items that the Class 1 wells would accept are things like raw sewage, industrial cleansing byproducts. I went online trying to find more definitive descriptions, but I just can't get it. Manufacturing residue from plastics, agricultural chemical production waste products. And this is supposedly non-hazardous. I don't think I'd want to drink any of those things. I'm positive I wouldn't want to cook with any of those things. So I have to really disagree with the term non-hazardous. But the subject that hasn't been broached is the transportation of these tankers. The brine already, according to ODNR, contains radioactive elements. That was put out by the Ohio Division of Natural Resources, saying that, ODNR study finds alarming radiation level and de-icer being used by road companies, engineers to de-ice our roads. Okay, so if that already has, what's being transported right now already has radiation in it. Now, you add the Class 1, I can't think of anything that can create a worse auto accident than liquid sloshing around in a tanker. How about our first responders? They should get interested in this issue. Do you want to be the first responder out there? Do you want to be the EMS? Do you want to be the fire department? Do you want to be the sheriff's department when there's a massive accident in front of the Shopton Career Center and Walmart? Hopewell, they could close 36 for hours, days, could close the school for days, weeks. Do you want to be the first responders? So this is another issue that people might want to take a position on. I don't know about our emergency management group that's in Coshocton County. I don't know if they have any sort of a plan in place for this. One would hope so, since they've been trucking brine for, 6 years? But I just don't see the increased traffic, the increased volume, the increased level of hazardous in a liquid form in front of a huge traffic area, high traffic area, and a critical school junction is something particularly desirable to make a few bucks for a company. Has anyone mentioned this before, Mike? Because I haven't seen anything about it.
You're the first one that I have heard to raise that as a potential issue.
And I personally think first responders are able to voice their right of free speech and say, wow, this probably is another huge part of the issue that we should rethink. So I just want to suggest that if you have a first responder in your family, or you are a first responder, you might want to show up to the meeting at the high school on October 18th at 6 p.m. and voice your concerns. Because that's just one more part of the issue of potentially poisoning the water for the city of Coshocton, which will take years and years and years to pinpoint if it happens. There'll be cancer clusters. You know how long it takes with only one monitoring well that only monitors seepage from one direction, how long it could take? I don't know what kind of policies Coshocton City has in place to test their wells, how frequently. They send this cute little letter once a year in my water bill that tells me about their testing done a year ago. Well, what claim and use is that? It's a year in arrears. So I know they're billing a month in arrears. Are they doing their testing a year in arrears? Mike, this issue is beyond the income from a company. This is the future of Shocken County. It's that simple. And I really just, people would talk to their commissioners, talk to their politicians. I can't seem to use the word leaders because I don't think there are any. We do have a new runner for a new gentleman running for county commissioner who feels the injection wells are a bad idea. So you might want to check on to Rick Conkle's candidacy and ask him some more questions if you feel this is a huge issue for you. Might be someone new to vote for. And I just urge people to get involved. You can't just wave this off and say, well, the government will take care of us. It always does. Because I don't think the government's taking care of us, Mike. I thank you, listeners, and please get involved.
All right. Is that it? It is 9:48. We do have open phone lines between now and 11 o'clock of this morning. And get caught up. We'll be back right after these words.
Noah and Michelle here for Dean's Jewelry. You know that old cozy flannel shirt that your granddad gave you? Yeah, the one that's back in style.
It seems what goes around comes around. Well, the same can be said for jewelry. The styles of the roaring 20s, 40s, 50s, and hippie year 60s are being seen on fingers, necks, and wrists everywhere.
So where do you find the best selection of vintage and estate jewelry? At Dean's Jewelry. While we always have a great selection of estate pieces, for 2 days only, we'll have a special massive inventory. September 25th and 26th in Mount Vernon and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
This particular collection has some very rare and beautiful previously loved pieces that you just won't see every day. If you have vintage jewelry or something you don't wear anymore, bring it in and see what it may be worth. Trade it in towards something new.
See an expanded selection at Dean's Jewelry's estate event, September 25th and 26th in Mount Vernon and the 27th and 28th in Coshocton.
You and your family are invited to the Tuscarawas County Fair, sponsored by Dover Hydraulics Incorporated, now through Sunday. Enjoy great food, rides, entertainment, visit vendor booths, and check out the fair barns. General admission is $5 and unlimited ride passes are $15. Rides start at noon along with harness racing at the grandstand. At 7 comes the NTPA-COTPA sanctioned truck and tractor pull at the grandstand. Tickets are $5. Go to Tuscarawas County Fair. Fairgrounds.com for more information.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by the Coshocton Grain Company.
Country roads can be beautiful during the fall, but always be on the lookout for farm vehicles. Farmers must transport grain and other harvest equipment to and from fields. Sometimes it's slow going,
which can be frustrating to farmers and motorists who share the roads. The National Safety Council would like to remind you to use understanding when you come upon farm vehicles. Slow down, be ready to react, and wait until it is safe to pass.
What can you, as an older adult, gain by becoming a home health care provider? How about a deep sense of fulfillment and job satisfaction? How about knowing your life experience and compassion are making a difference in the lives of others? While other jobs may offer some comparable benefits, not many offer home health's advantages of flexible schedules, career growth, and the opportunity to do meaningful work that changes lives, families, and communities. If you are an active senior looking to make a difference, Interim Healthcare would like to speak with you. No experience? No problem. Free training is provided. Call Interim Healthcare today at 740-623-2949 or visit us online at interimhealthcare.com.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
Talkin' Football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Welcome to Talkin' Football here on WTNS. I'm Casey Claxton with Steve Corries and Tom Thompson. Talkin' Football brought to you each and every week by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships. Steve, it's week five of the high school football season, and boy, it is going fast.
Well, it really is. You know, you're into week five. Ridgewood Generals off to a great start at 4-0. Riverview 2-2. Coshocton struggling a bit at 1-3, but still a lot of football yet to play.
The Ridgewood Generals had a big win over East Canton on Friday night, but this weekend they've got a matchup against the Tigers from Strasburg.
Yeah, this is a game I think that the Generals should handle fairly easily. I know Coach Slusser doesn't want to hear that, but they've come off two really tough games with Coshocton and East Canton, and I know they're looking forward to playing the Tigers this weekend.
The Coshocton Redskins will be on the road this Friday night as they travel to New Lexington to take on the Panthers.
Well, it's going to be a tough game for Coshocton. They come in with a record of 1-3. New Lexington is 3-1 on the season and playing really good football. Coshocton has run into the injury bug, and they're going to have to realign some things in the offensive backfield to make up for that. It's going to be a tough task heading down to see the Panthers.
Our featured game coming up this weekend right here on WTNS, we'll have the Riverview Black Bears in homecoming as they match up against Barnesville. For that preview, let's go to WTNS Sports Director Tom Thompson.
Casey, thank you very much. Hard to believe we're at the halfway mark of this high school football season. The Bears played Zanesville tough early last week, but they seemed to run out of gas as the game went on. The numbers are similar with Barnesville. Each team, 2-2, Barnesville averaging 14.8 points a game, giving up 14.5. The Bears average 13.5 a game, and they're giving up 24. Barnesville was shut out last week by Shenandoah 12-0. The Bears will need to tighten up their defense on Friday. Now, Barnesville won the only meeting between these two schools last year, 21-13. Coos, you've seen Riverview play once this season. Let's hope the Bears can maintain that positive attitude they developed during the first half of the season.
You know, Tom, talking with Coach Hemming, I think he feels like his team is ready to play against Barnesville come Friday night. A good attitude prevails. We were able to watch a little bit of their practice earlier in the week, and they look forward to this homecoming matchup with Barnesville coming Friday night.
So Steve and Jamie McCray will have the pregame show starting at 6:30. We'll have kickoff at 7 o'clock. All the action right here on WTNS Coshocton.
Talkin' Football on WTNS, brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Check out the WTNS Facebook and Twitter each week for a new Talkin' Football video.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
It's week five of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio's taking you to the game.
In motion, handoff. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle down. He may go in. He does. Touchdown.
Friday night's broadcast has Barnesville taking on the Riverview Black Bears. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the other area football games.
He jumps over the top and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
You can hear all the action on FM 99.3 or online anywhere on the new MyWTNSRadio.com.
Handoff, bounces inside in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just put him in motion, hand inside, hand off, and he goes 5 yards, four,
the Riverview Touchdown.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
When Mega Millions is up to $275 million, I play the odds my way. First, I divide my phone number by 3, subtract that by 2, then add today's date to my dog's age, and presto! I'm lucky number ready for the Mega Millions jackpot. It's up to $275 million. Play today!
Mega Millions lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store. Get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
I was never asking for it. If you're a survivor of sexual violence, it's safe to say it. Because the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline is here. We help empower survivors with emotional support and local resources. Call us at 844-OHIO-HELP for 24/7 confidential support. We can help the healing begin today. He took a lot from me, but he didn't take my voice.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State returns home this week as they welcome in Tulane.
Haskins the snap, back to pass. Cox's arm, fires middle of the field.
Yeah!
Touchdown, Saunders! C.J. Saunders catches a strike from Dwayne Haskins, 28 yards. Dwayne Haskins gets the snap, feeds Dobbins. Dobbins into the end zone for the Ohio State touchdown, J.K. Dobbins.
We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m.
It is 9:57. Now, we do have open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning if you do want to talk about the Browns. And just a quick follow-up to our last caller with the concerns over the waste injection wells. And this is a story that we had earlier in the week. Coshocton Environmental Awareness hosted a rally at the Court Square last Saturday with approximately 40 people at any given time that were listening on. Some did have signs objecting to the pending approval of an application by Buckeye Brine to designate a pair of Class 2 wells for drilling brine to Class 1 for non-hazardous industrial waste. Buckeye Brine officials have said the wells are built to industry specifications and safety measures are in place, while no hazardous wastes are planned to be accepted. And critics say all that would take is another permit if the Class 1 designation is approved. There will be an information session and public hearing at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October the 18th at Coshocton High School. Copies of the draft permit can be reviewed at the Coshocton Public Library or by contacting Jeff Stotsberry at the Ohio EPA's Division of Drinking and Groundwaters in Columbus. And again, the information session public hearing is going to be held on Thursday, October the 18th at Coshocton High School at 6 p.m. Comments must be received by 5 p.m. on Friday, October the 26th. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Mostly sunny skies today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, unseasonably warm with a 30% chance of rain. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-50s, chance of rain is 80%. Tomorrow, partly sunny and much cooler, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 50s. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs around 70. Sunday night, mainly clear, lows in the upper 50s. Monday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming a mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers, highs in the upper 60s. Monday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, lows in the lower 60s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers, highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday night, showers likely, lows in the lower 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. And Wednesday, cloudy with showers likely mainly in the morning, highs around 70. Chance of rain is 60%. It is currently 77 downtown. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump has a question about the sexual assault allegations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, saying on Fox News Hannity's show,
asking of Christine Blasey Ford's allegations.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
That was just before a rally in Las Vegas where he heaped praise on his high court pick.
One of the finest human beings you will ever have the privilege of knowing.
And while he continues saying Ford should be able to tell her story, the president's making clear he's done waiting for the Senate to confirm Kavanaugh.
They have to get on with it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president now tweeting that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she charges, the charges would have immediately been filed. She has agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee if it meets her conditions for the interview. Brett Kavanaugh denies the allegations against him. Five people wounded by gunfire in Syracuse, New York, during a memorial service for a cancer victim last night. Police Chief Frank Fowler.
We had five victims, and one of which is an eight-year-old female, as we have established. And this is something that cannot occur in our community.
Witnesses say there may have been two or even three shooters. No known motive yet. What caused a woman working a temporary job at a Rite Aid warehouse in Maryland to open fire on colleagues, killing three people before killing herself?
The suspect has been identified as Noshia Mosley.
At this time, what we know is that the suspect was a temporary employee employed here at the distribution center. She had reported for her work day as usual.
Crystal Wilson's husband works at Rite Aid and told her Mosley had been arguing with somebody else near a time clock after a town hall meeting. And she went off. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. A top aide to New York's governor is going to prison for corruption.
Joe Prococo, a former top aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo, was sentenced to 6 years in prison for taking $300,000 in pay-to-play bribes from companies hoping to do business with the state. Federal Judge Valerie Caproni said she hopes the sentence is heard in the state capitol, where, in addition to Prococo, the leaders of both houses of the legislature have been convicted on corruption charges in the last 2 years. There was no evidence that Cuomo knew of the influence peddling by his close aide, but it left the Democratic governor vulnerable to charges he hasn't done enough to rein in corruption in Albany. Warren Levinson, New York.
Long-gone Hurricane Florence has killed 42 people now. The most recent victim we know about is an 81-year-old South Carolina man found last night in a flooded pickup truck in Dillon County. Trillions of gallons of water dumped by the hurricane continue to slowly meander their way out to sea. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 77 degrees in downtown Coshocton. It will be considerably cooler at this time tomorrow, but we are going to get up into the mid-80s today. It's going to be hot and humid. Well, the phone lines are open. It is Friday. We do try to lighten up a little bit on Friday, and what a better day to lighten up for than for Browns fans celebrating a victory last night. Hugh Jackson keeps his job. Baker Mayfield instantly, the face of the Browns and the beer coolers were unlocked. The Browns get to celebrate just a little bit. It's 10 days until their next game, and that'll be at Oakland. So we can talk about the Browns if you would like. And I think it was I don't think must win is an overstatement. There were people. Well, even before the season began, people that were calling for Hugh Jackson to lose his job. But it has been a rebuilding process, and Hugh Jackson has been instrumental in making at least some of the decisions that got the Browns where they are today. Yes, it was just one win. I don't think they're going to lose all the rest of their games. I think we saw signs of the Browns heading in the right direction, but I will say this, I've come a long way since the Browns drafted Baker Mayfield. I'm starting to come around. I was not real pleased with that selection at the time, but so far, so good. He looked decisive. He looked mobile, completed some passes. He does have a gun for an arm and accurate as well. But just as importantly, the way his body language and the way he carried himself on the field and the way that he carried himself after the game did not look like a brand new, didn't look like somebody had played his very first game in the NFL. He was interviewed after the game and was a bit playful. So we can talk about that if you like. Baker Mayfield, he is the darling of Cleveland this morning. We all know that all it takes is a bad game or two, and he'll be in the doghouse. But I just don't think that there is any way, from the standpoint of giving your team the best chance to win, logically, X's and O's, based on what we saw from the two quarterbacks and from a public relations standpoint. And there will be those that say, it doesn't matter what the public opinion is. What gives the Browns the best chance of winning? Well, I think Baker Mayfield does. And I think if Tyrod Taylor, regardless of what happens through the percussion, did it again, the concussion protocol, that Baker Mayfield ought to start. The old adage is, you don't lose your job because of an injury. But Tom Brady and, let's see, what was his name? Drew, took over for an injured player, performed well, and has had the job ever since. So give me a call and let me know. You know, Browns fans, we like to get excited about any little possible thing. But the first win in nearly 2 years, that is something to get excited about, and particularly the way our new quarterback performed on the field. So give me a call. Let me know what you think about that. And for him to, and Baker Mayfield said it himself, he hated the way he got that first opportunity on the field because of an injury to the starter. So let's just hope now that Mayfield doesn't get hurt, because Tyrod Taylor did get beat up there in the first half of that game last night and ultimately went out the game with a concussion. So there are still some causes for concern. So Browns fans, we can talk about that if you would like. So there are two topics this morning have been the injection well reclassification and the Cleveland Browns. You want to talk about either of those things, or you want to interject a third topic, by all means, give me a call. Phone lines are open. They will be between now and 11 this morning. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by White Eyes Carryout Pizza and Fuel Stop.
National Safety Council reminds parents on farms and ranches that chemicals and kids are a deadly combination. Keep pesticides and other toxins away from youngsters. Remind them that chemical storage areas are off limits and not play areas. And after using toxic chemicals, immediately clean and dispose the containers. Remember, a poisoning can occur in the time it takes to turn your back.
Hey, what you doing on your phone, Dave?
Farming.
Farming?
Yeah, all that rain yesterday got me thinking.
It rained?
Yes, so I'm making adjustments to my nitrogen plan through the Encirca Services app.
Sounds hard.
It's not. I get real-time assessments of nitrogen levels based on the rainfall across all my fields, even down to decision zones within a field. What are you doing on your phone, Bob?
Real important stuff, too.
Encirca Services helps growers make critical decisions to optimize input costs and boost yield potential. Encirca Services Nitrogen Management employs the industry-leading nitrogen model powered by DuPont Pioneers Agronomy and Analytics, providing you with field-level nitrogen monitoring, application timing recommendations, and variable rate prescriptions. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Okay, Bob, I'll let you get back to your important stuff.
High score.
Yes.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Chiropractic helps athletes perform better by removing the interference on the nervous system, improves flexibility, increases blood flow, and decreases the chance of injury. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100.
Hi, this is Belinda Lacey, realtor with Old Town Realty.
My experience has proven good communication is a key element when buying or selling a home. Bankers, buyers, sellers, agents, title companies, inspectors, appraisers, and more all have an important part to play in any real estate transaction. If you're looking for a professional with excellent communication and coordination skills, give me a call, 740-294-8869. Remember, the Lacey team is here for you.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause ALB must be found.
If you're hearing this, you should be concerned about the Asian longhorned beetle, an invasive species that's destroying our trees. But you can help. Look for the signs and help stop the beetle.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause ALB must be found.
Some signs of the ALB are dime-sized holes on tree trunks, a sawdust-like material called frass, and the beetle itself, with a long black body and white spots.
Look up, look down, look around. Look up, look down, look around. In the trees and on the ground, 'cause ALB must be found.
Learn all the signs and how to report them at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com. That's AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
It is 12 minutes after 10 o'clock. Phone lines are open. If you'd like to offer your thoughts on the Browns and their victory last night, you'd think they won the Super Bowl. And it felt almost as good to have that burden lifted. Yeah, the opening game tie against the Steelers was better than a loss, but closer to a loss than a win. This was a comeback. It was a tale of two halves. And I stayed up until the wee hours to watch the game. Still had that feeling in the back of my mind that is always there as a Browns fan, that when they have a fourth quarter lead that somehow they're going to blow it. But a little bit different yesterday. So give me a call. Phone lines are open. We can talk about that if you would like. And local history, always a popular topic, so we can talk about local history if you would like. Let's see, what are some of the directions that we can explore? Grocery stores, that might be one of them, with Baker's IGA in Coshocton closing down. There have been a lot of other grocery stores that used to be here that aren't anymore. Some of the some larger ones, like Young's IGA, that was an IGA, wasn't it? There was the Kroger that was there where Hopewell Industries is in that building now at 7th and Chestnut, and there were some others. There was an A&P, which was a hardware store for a while, and appliance. The building is still there. I think that's the building. And let's see, what are some of the others? And I'm sure a lot more before my day as well, and not to mention the countless neighborhood grocery stores, and there used to be a bunch of those. So we can talk about that if you'd like. Gas stations as well. The phone lines are open. We can talk about any of those things or whatever else is going on in your world today. And let's see what else we have here. We can talk about maybe some of the entertainment venues or parks or places that you played when you were a kid. I used to go down to the Crick. And you know, the Crick is still there, living in the same house. Now you have to walk through people's yards to get there. So, that was just the thing to do. Hot days of summer, go down and walk around barefoot in the creek, build dams, play in the water. So give me a call if you have any memories like that that you'd like to share. The phone lines are open, and I need somebody to chat with this hour.
Talking football on WTNS.
brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Welcome to Talkin' Football here on WTNS. I'm Casey Claxton with Steve Corries and Tom Thompson. Talkin' Football brought to you each and every week by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships. Steve, it's week five of the high school football season, and boy, it is going fast.
Well, it really is. You know, you're into week five. Ridgewood Generals off to a great start at 4-0. Riverview 2-2. Coshocton struggling a bit at 1-3, but still a lot of football yet to play.
The Ridgewood Generals had a big win over East Canton on Friday night, but this weekend they've got a matchup against the Tigers from Strasburg.
Yeah, this is a game I think that the Generals should handle fairly easily. I know Coach Slusser doesn't want to hear that, but they've come off two really tough games with Coshocton and East Canton, and I know they're looking forward to playing the Tigers this weekend.
The Coshocton Redskins will be on the road this Friday night as they travel to New Lexington to take on the Panthers.
Well, it's going to be a tough game for Coshocton. They come in with a record of 1-3. New Lexington is 3-1 on the season and playing really good football. Coshocton has run into the injury bug, and they're going to have to realign some things in the offensive backfield to make up for that. It's going to be a tough task heading down to see the Panthers.
Our featured game coming up this weekend right here on WTNS, we'll have the Riverview Black Bears in homecoming as they match up against Barnesville. For that preview, let's go to WTNS Sports Director Tom Thompson.
Casey, thank you very much. Hard to believe we're at the halfway mark of this high school football season. The Bears played Zanesville tough early last week, but they seemed to run out of gas as the game went on. The numbers are similar with Barnesville. Each team, 2-2, Barnesville averaging 14.8 points a game, giving up 14.5. The Bears average 13.5 a game, and they're giving up 24. Barnesville was shut out last week by Shenandoah 12-0. The Bears will need to tighten up their defense on Friday. Now, Barnesville won the only meeting between these two schools last year, 21-13. Coos, you've seen Riverview play once this season. Let's hope the Bears can maintain that positive attitude they developed during the first half of the season.
You know, Tom, talking with Coach Hemming, I think he feels like his team is ready to play against Barnesville come Friday night. A good attitude prevails. We were able to watch a little bit of their practice earlier in the week, and they look forward to this homecoming matchup with Barnesville coming Friday night.
So Steve and Jamie McCray will have the pregame show starting at 6:30. We'll have kickoff at 7 o'clock. All the action right here on WTNS Coshocton.
Talkin' Football on WTNS. Brought to you by the Jeff Drennan Dealerships.
Check out the WTNS Facebook and Twitter each week for a new Talkin' Football video.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio in Coshocton. High school homecomings are right around the corner. Don't forget to order your corsage and matching boutonniere. All orders are customizable from the flowers, ribbon choices, decorative wire, to the added rhinestone touch. We can even make the popular, simple but stunning, ring corsages. Call 740-295-9100 or stop in today to order your homecoming flowers from Haley's Floral Studio.
Mostly sunny skies today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, unseasonably warm with a 30% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-50s, chance of rain 80%. And for tomorrow, partly sunny skies, much cooler with highs in the mid-60s. Right now it is 77 degrees in downtown Coshocton. We have open phones between now and 11 o'clock this morning. And it's Friday. If you want to talk about the Browns' win last night, we can do that. The Raiders, they're next up. That'll be in 9 days from now. And that's another team that the Browns can beat. And hopefully they will continue to improve. Hopefully Baker Mayfield... the decision will be made that he'll be the starting quarterback from here on out and that he stays healthy because Tyrod Taylor did take a licking last night, was sacked I don't know how many times, at least two or three times. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open. They will be between now and 11 this morning. Well, let's take a look at this date in history. Oh, one other thing before we get to this date in history. Saw some pictures of the Soapbox Derby here in Coshocton. And I think it was Akron was the nexus of the National Soapbox Derby every year. And I believe it is still around in some form or the other. But these are gravity-powered vehicles, and it used to be a big thing not only in Coshocton but around Ohio and around the country, and the Soapbox Derby held here in town on Walnut Street would start right there at Walnut Street and Park Avenue and down that hill by Sacred Heart. And then the other location, Route 83, just outside of a town east of Otsego Avenue. It would have been Route 76 at the time. So what are your thoughts on the Soapbox Derby? Did you participate? And that was considered an ideal, many fathers and sons collaborating on those Soapbox Derby vehicles, and you know, maybe some girls and their dads as well. So if you have any memories of the Soapbox Derby, you want to talk about the Browns, if there's something different that you want to bring up, grocery stores or local history, I'd like to hear from you. Let's take our next phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike. I'm going to touch on the topic of the news report there this morning about wanting to let the people that are involved in drug dealing or drug activities off with a misdemeanor rather than the stiffer penalties that they may be faced with. Even though I've had my days with the Bachelor and with Gibbon, I have to agree with them that, you know, you can't start letting drug dealers or drug users off on a no penalty, you know, like a misdemeanor, no matter what they do. That's not going to help our drug situation in the county or in our nation. And also it's not fair to the person who claims they know what they're doing and why they did something. You know, if I'm on drugs, I can just blame it on the drugs. I did this for this reason, and I did this because I'm on drugs, you know. So I agree with it. I don't think that bill needs to be passed, you know, limiting the ability to sentence a drug dealer, you know, as a felon or whatever. So like you said, if there is no consequences to be paid, there's no reason for you to quit doing what you're doing. And I personally think that, you know, we don't see enough of the big boys, I'll call them hung, you know. I'd like to see the major drug dealers hung on the court square and then videotape that and put that in our schools so the kids can see this is what happens if you're a drug dealer. I mean, there's got to be some serious things happen in order to turn people away from doing what they're doing. And so that's my thoughts on that. What's your thoughts?
Well, I just learned of issue one that probably just a week or two ago, and I'll get to some of the ballot language just so our listeners are clear on it here in just a moment. The theory, and again, you don't have to agree with the theory or the reasoning behind it, but the gist that I get from it is that by reducing sentences in favor of rehabilitation, that it's taking more of a proactive approach rather than a reactive approach. And again, I'm not saying I agree with that, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people that don't, but that appears to be the reasoning behind it. And maybe I should get to the ballot language here instead of just offering my interpretation of it. If you got a minute, let me just read some of the bullet points here. Issue one, to reduce penalties for crimes of obtaining, possessing, and using illegal drugs. This is a proposed constitutional amendment proposed by initiative petition to add a new Section 12 to Article Roman numerals 15 of the Constitution of the State of Ohio. A majority yes vote is necessary for the amendment to pass. There are five bullet points here. It might take a couple minutes, but I'll read them here. This is what the amendment would do per the ballot language. It would require sentence reductions of incarcerated individuals except individuals incarcerated for murder, rape, or child molestation. That's except for those folks. Okay, by up to 25% if the individual participates in rehabilitative work or educational programming. Point number two, mandate that criminal offenses of obtaining, possessing, or using any drug such as fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, LSD, and other controlled substance cannot be classified as a felony, but only a misdemeanor. Prohibit jail time as a sentence for obtaining, possessing, or using such drugs until an individual's third offense within 24 months. Allow an individual convicted of obtaining, possessing, or using any such drug prior to the effective date of the amendment to ask a court to reduce the conviction to a misdemeanor, regardless of whether the individual has completed the sentence. And getting close to the end here, it would require any available funding based on projected savings to be applied to state-administered rehabilitation programs and crime victim funds, and require a graduated series of responses, such as community service, drug treatment, or jail time for minor non-criminal probation violations. So that is the ballot language. I haven't read all the arguments for and against just yet. I just got access to them this morning. Judge Batchelor spoke out. We had him in the news report that says essentially that this would be a constitutional amendment and it would take away some of his powers and tools as a judge. Including what he believes decisions that he has at his disposal to help curb the drug problem. And we had the county prosecutor as well that is against it. I haven't talked or heard to anybody yet to this point that thinks this is a good idea.
Yeah, well, you know, what my problem is let's say, okay, you don't go to prison, the drug users are a problem because they keep the drug dealers in business, you know. It seems like oftentimes the drug dealers are let off because they probably have great lawyers. They're let off how I want to say it. They're let off lightly, let's just put it that way, while the drug user is sent to prison. You know, they got caught, they're using drugs, they sold some drugs to help their own ability to get drugs. You know, they was used by the drug dealer. Hey, you know, you sell these drugs, we'll give you some drugs to keep you going. There's all kinds of leverages that they use. So the major drug dealers are often not sentenced to a heavy crime, but the drug user often are. So let's say that they want to, all the drug users are a misdemeanor. Well, where are we going to put them? Are we going to have a big hospital? They need to be able to be put in, you know, for like a year. I mean, like, you're a drug user. We're not going to send you to prison, but we're going to send you to this hospital for 1 year. And you're not getting out among the public to have a possibility of going backwards. This is where you're going to stay. You know, we don't have no facilities like that either. You know, that's the real problem.
Yeah.
There's, if you're going to let them out on the ankle braces, they ain't going to keep them from doing the drugs that they was doing or selling again, and then after they sell, you know, get caught different times, and they go to prison. And, you know, I don't know about the state of Ohio. I ain't sure about how many, if any, of the prisons in the state of Ohio are privately run, but a private-run prison, I believe, is not a good thing for our nation because it gives the ability for judges to send your money-paying advocate to prison. You know, like the judge sends the user to prison. The state pays the prison private operator so many dollars to operate this prison. You know, I don't think the state, that the privately run prisons is a good thing either, because I think it gives the open door to corruption. But we definitely need an answer to our drug problems. Personally, I think if we started hanging the drug dealers on the court square, taking a video of them, sending them to our grade schools, junior highs, and high schools, say this is the outcome of being a drug dealer, maybe that would make a major change in people's minds. I don't know. But we do need to do something different, and letting them off on lighter charges isn't good, you know, because, you know, they steal and, you know, they have excuse every time when they steal. If they come to steal the, you know, the radio out of your car and your cell phone and other items in your vehicle or whatever, and they can just use the excuse, well, I was on drugs and I needed it for my habit, that don't help you any, and it definitely don't help them to quit doing it if they're going to just be slapped on the hand. So I'll hang up and see if other people have a comment, and I appreciate talking.
All right, thank you for calling. It is 10:31. Phone lines are open, and caller responding to a story we had this morning. And it did have Jason Given in it and Judge Batchelor as well, and both coming out against issue one. So if you have any thoughts, give me a call and let me know, 740-622-1560. This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by RAM 5-Point Auto Sales, where your driving dreams come true.
Kids may love to explore the farm from pillar to post, but climbing can be a dangerous activity, especially around equipment and buildings. Remind children not to play around equipment. A curious child may find equipment left in gear with the keys in the ignition. Also warn young adventurous kids about the risk of climbing a silo. The National Safety Council reminds you that kids can play safely in designated areas on the farm without climbing into trouble.
It is 10:32. Let's get our sports update now from NBC.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
Is it back to square one for the Jets? I'm Rob Bushka. They're certainly dialing down their infatuation with rookie quarterback Sam Darnold, who looked like one in a 21-17 Thursday night loss in Cleveland, which gave the Browns their first win in nearly 2 years. Last time they won, Christmas Eve 2016, Darnold was intercepted twice, had a quarterback rating of just 38. The Jets are off to a 1-2 start. Baseball, Boston leads the big leagues with 104 wins. They're now in the driver's seat and headed to Cleveland tonight to face former skipper Terry Francona. Best pitching matchup, hands down, Chris Sale takes on Trevor Bauer. Yankees host Baltimore, CC Sabathia is on the bump. Oakland, fresh off dropping 21 on the Angels, hosts the Twins. The Angels are in Houston, while San Diego visits the Dodgers. In golf, Tiger and Ricky Fowler share the leaderboard at 5-under par from the Tour Championship in Atlanta. This is NBC Sports Radio.
How do smart, hardworking roofing contractors like you keep jobs running smoothly? They save time with Beacon. The Beacon Pro Plus app features perfect order templates. Select products like GAF's Timberline Ultra HD shingles with new StainGuard Plus technology. Enter color, quantity, and the app does the rest. With Beacon Pro Plus, order 24/7 from anywhere. You work hard, now work smarter. Download the free app at beaconproplus.com.
Guys, let's be real. When you look good, you feel good. At the JCPenney wardrobe sale, you can get 50% off select men's suits, separates, sport coats, dress pants, and accessories. Plus, select dress shirts, buy one, get one free. Raise your game with Collection by Michael Strahan. All the right looks to take your style to the next level. Also, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or extra 15% off with any other method of payment. Hurry in. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for coupon details.
It's week 5 of the high school football season, and WTNS Radio's taking you to the game.
In motion, handoff. He's got the first down, breaks a tackle down. He may go in. He does. Touchdown.
Friday night's broadcast has Barnesville taking on the Riverview Black Bears. WTNS airtime Friday night, approximately 6:30, kickoff at 7. Plus, we'll keep you updated on all the other area football games.
Hands the speed, jumps over the top, and is into the end zone. Touchdown, Riverview.
You can hear all the action on FM 99.3 or online anywhere on the new MyWTNSRadio.com.
Hand off, bounces inside, in for the touchdown. And did it easy. Just gave him, put him in motion, hand inside, hand off, and he goes 5 yards for the Riverview touchdown.
It's high school football, and it's right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS.
The best barbecue pros in America will tell you nothing beats the flavor of food cooked over a wood fire. You can cook just like the barbecue pros with your own Traeger, the original wood-fired outdoor grill. Traeger grills combine simplicity with superior flavor of cooking over wood, so you'll make perfect meals every time. With a Traeger grill, you can cook hot and fast or low and slow. Traeger grills can grill, smoke, bake, roast, braise, or barbecue anything with wood-fired convection power. With 9 varieties of natural hardwood fuel, you can get a different flavor every night of the week. Take the Traeger challenge and taste the Traeger difference, and you'll never go back to your old grill. See for yourself at Our Ace Hardware. They've got the helpful hardware folks that can help you choose the right Traeger grill for your home. Cook like a barbecue pro with your own Traeger grill from Our Ace Hardware, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space. I'll still have plenty of time left if you do want to talk about, we've tackled a couple of issues facing our state and our community today. We've talked some Browns football as well and some local history. So we can, if you have any thoughts on any of those things or anything in between, give me a call. Or if you just want somebody to talk to, I'd like to hear from you. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. Let's take a look at this date in history. Today is Friday, September the 21st. It's the 264th day of 2018. There are 101 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history, on September the 21st, 1981, the Senate unanimously confirmed the nomination of Sandra Day O'Connor to become the first female justice on the Supreme Court. On this date in 1792, the French National Convention voted to abolish the monarchy. In 1893, one of America's first horseless carriages was taken for a short test drive in Springfield, Massachusetts, by Frank Duryea, who had designed the vehicle with his brother Charles. Horseless carriages, they called them. In 1937, The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien was first published by George Allen and Unwin Ltd. of London. In 1938, a hurricane struck parts of New York and New England, causing widespread damage and claiming some 700 lives. It was on this date in 1970 that NFL Monday Night Football made its debut as the Cleveland Browns defeated the visiting New York Jets 31-21. They played a little snippet of that game on last night's Browns-Jets game. Brown won both of those games. Howard Cosell was a part of the Monday Night Football. In 1977, after weeks of controversy over past business and banking practices, President Jimmy Carter's embattled budget director, Burt Lance, resigned. In 1983, in a speech to the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, Interior Secretary James G. Watt jokingly described a special advisory panel as consisting of a black, a woman, two Jews, and a cripple, although Watt later ended up apologizing. He ended up resigning. In 1985, in North Korea and South Korea, family members who had been separated for decades were allowed to visit each other as both countries opened their borders in an unprecedented family reunion program. On this date in 1987, NFL players called a strike, mainly over the issue of free agency. The 24-day walkout prompted football owners to hire replacement players. In 1989, Hurricane Hugo crashed into Charleston, South Carolina, The storm was blamed for 56 deaths in the Caribbean and 29 in the United States. 21 students in Alton, Texas, died when their school bus, hit by a soft drink delivery truck, careened into a water-filled pit. In 1996, John F. Kennedy Jr. married Carolyn Bessette in a secret ceremony on Cumberland Island, Georgia. The board of all-male Virginia Military Institute voted to admit women. In 2001, Congress again opened the federal coffers to those harmed by terrorism, providing $15 billion to the airline industry, which was suffering mounting economic losses since the September 11th attacks. 10 years ago, South African President Thabo Mbeki announced his resignation. Also 10 years ago, Mad Men became the first basic cable show to win the top series Emmy. Seems like all of them are now. 30 Rock, and it stars Tina Fey and Alec Baldwin, won comedy awards. The United States took back the Ryder Cup with a 16.5-11.5 victory over Europe. It was 10 years ago that baseball said farewell to the original Yankee Stadium as the Bronx Bombers defeated the Baltimore Orioles 7-3. 5 years ago, days after mass shootings in Washington and Chicago, President Barack Obama urged the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation to help push stalled legislation out of Congress so dangerous people wouldn't get their hands on guns. Also 5 years ago, Islamic militants attacked an upscale shopping center in Nairobi, killing at least 67 people in the deadliest terrorist attack in Kenya in 15 years. An Afghan wearing a security forces uniform turned his weapon against U.S. troops, killing three in eastern Afghanistan. 1 year ago, millions in Puerto Rico faced the prospect of weeks or months without power in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe met on the sidelines of the U.N. General Assembly to discuss the ongoing crisis involving North Korea. Facebook said it would provide congressional investigators with the contents of 3,000 ads that had been bought by a Russian agency. It had already released the ads to federal authorities investigating Russian interference in the U.S. presidential election. Today's birthdays: author comedian Fannie Flagg is 77, producer Jerry Bruckheimer is 75, former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear turned 74, musician Don Felder is 71 years old today, author Stephen King is 71, Basketball Hall of Famer Artis Gilmore is 69. Actor-comedian Bill Murray is 68. Hall of Fame jockey Ed Delahousie is 67. Former Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd is 61 years old today. Movie producer, writer Ethan Coen is 61 years old today. What is your favorite Coen Brothers movie? There are a lot of good ones. They have a style that's not for everyone, but I think they've produced a lot of great movies. So what's your favorite Coen Brothers movie? Give me a call. Let's see. I lost my spot now. Actor David James Elliott is 58. Actress Nancy Travis, 57. Actor Rob Morrow is 56 years old today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Cecil Fielder is 55. Actress Cheryl Hines is 53. Actress talk show host Ricky Lake is 50. Actor Rob Benedict is 48. TV personality Nicole Richie is 37 years old today. Actor Ryan Guzman is 31. And the thought for today comes from Arthur Schopenhauer, German philosopher who was born in 1788 and he died on this date in 1860. And his quote, "All truth passes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And third, it is accepted as being self-evident. That comes from Arthur Schopenhauer, and that quote goes back to the 19th century. It is 10:45. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, it's also Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. I don't know if you know that or not.
I did not know that. I got to queue up some Earth, Wind, and Fire after the 11 o'clock news.
If you don't remember, it was the 21st day of September.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to throw that on afterwards, that'd be kind of cool. But no, a little snippet about the Browns thing. I saw a stat last night about the Browns. Since 2008, they were 172-1 in games that they had trailed by 14 points or more since then. They were 14 points down when Baker Mayfield went in. So setting some new standards immediately from getting on the field there. Really happy for you and all the Browns fans and everybody that got a chance to experience that. I went and watched the game in Warsaw with some friends of mine, and got to secondhand experience their joy and early frustrations. Pretty intense time there early on.
But, it was quite a swinging mood, I would imagine. I was by myself, so I didn't have any company, but I did see a few comments on social media pop up, and my Browns fans friends were none too happy there in the first half.
Yeah, it was pretty intense there early on, and I kind of was like, well, you know, I got one group, you know, going this way and the other group going this way, and then they're asking me what I think, and I'm like, hey, I'm just watching the game here. I don't I don't know. I might have to see that three or four times before I make an opinion. You know, I don't want to jump on one side or the other or anything. You know, I'm just kind of a quiet observer here. But again, you know, real happy to see the win and the joy in everybody's faces. And
what was the mood among your group of friends there when they got that final interception with a few seconds to go?
It was as much, if not more, than when Carlos Hyde went in for the you know, leading touchdown
yeah.
there. Because you kind of had that, you know, oh no, they left too much time on
right.
the clock and whatnot, and kind of felt like maybe they might be shooting themselves in the foot there. But luckily, the stars aligned and, the things fell in favor of Cleveland. So it was a little late getting home and all that last night, but, you know, it was worth it. I enjoyed watching it, don't get greedy or anything. Don't think that this is, especially those couple games coming up against Cincinnati, don't get greedy or get, too far sighted or anything. But, you know, it's nice to get a win there, and then hopefully it can continue, to build a winning program, to at least a modest extent. I'm just glad to see it happen finally, and glad it didn't take all year long, and that it happened at home in prime time. That means a lot too, especially for the Browns fans that went up and watched the game in person.
For the fans of any other team, a win over the Jets, it might have been ho hum. It's the Jets. We should have won that game. Bring on the next opponent, but it was. The jubilation for Browns fans, it was not unlike winning a playoff game or winning the Super Bowl. The monkeys off their back, and as far as I'm concerned, the Browns, they're going to win a few more games this season. They could have won the first two. They got one under their they could easily have been 3-0 if a couple of things hadn't have happened. And my point is, I'm not buying my playoff tickets yet, but they are showing signs of improvement. And I know you're a Bengals fan, but let me ask you this. Baker Mayfield's got to be the starting quarterback next game, doesn't he?
Oh, he has to. I mean, the fans would burn the stadium down if they didn't make him starter. And, you get a sense that, Hugh Jackson just said, well, I have to look at the tape because he has to. It's not because he actually feels like, there's a chance that Tyrod Taylor might start next week, considering especially with the concussion thing, that can
yeah.
put somebody else multiple weeks in a row, but you know, I get a sense that he just said that because he had to.
Well, I think you've got a point there. It would not have been in his best interest to say, oh yeah, after what I saw tonight, Baker's our starter from here on out. He's got some other conversations he has to have first.
Well, it makes him look bad if he just immediately flips script on everything to say, oh yeah, he's immediately our starter. Like, wait a minute, what happened the last couple of weeks? You know, of course he's going to be like, well, we want to, you know, review some tape and we want to make sure we put the right guy in the right position for our team to win and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's just because that's what he has to say. So I'm sure that Baker will be starting next week. Otherwise, there might be riots in the streets of Cleveland.
I don't think that's far from the truth. But yeah, Baker's the man. He got his opportunity, took it, performed well. Got some good backup from the team as well, as, you know, including the defense. So I think this is the dawning of a new era for the Browns.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw it on social media or not, but now there's a rally possum. A fan caught a possum at the stadium, inside the stadium, and had it in a cardboard box up there in the stands, and it's like, one, how does a possum get in there? But you know, he had it held up by the tail. I mean, that thing would probably tear him up if he got a hold of him. But you know, now they have rally possum T-shirts I saw for sale online and stuff. So again, you know, it's all in good fun and good spirits and stuff. And I'm glad to see it finally happen. And you know, hope to see it continue. And you know, and Baker Mayfield have a decent career and stuff, because Browns fans certainly deserve it. And you know, it makes, I think the league in general is just better when the Browns are decent. You know, it's just, they're one of the originals, and you know, you want to see, you know, everybody get their time. You know, as it is right now, you know, the Patriots look like they're on the downswing. The Steelers look like they're on the downswing. You know, meanwhile, you got teams like Jacksonville that's on the way up, and
Tampa Bay
is on their way up.
The Chargers, the Rams, yeah.
It just seems like there's a shift now, and I've always said that the league is circular. You know, with good teams don't stay good forever, and bad teams don't stay bad forever. Everything's circular, so you know, everything will come back in time. So I think it might be the Browns' time to start on the upswing, at least, if not you know, be successful as a whole. So those are just some thoughts.
The Browns circle seems to have the largest diameter in the NFL, though.
Sure.
So, thank you for calling. It is 10:53. The phone lines are open, and we do have another caller waiting. I'm going to take care of some business and get back to the phones here in just a moment.
How would you like to pick your price when buying a vehicle? Hi, this is Sharon from Mission Auto, and I'm excited to offer our customers the option of picking the price that fits your budget. Call, text, or stop in to purchase the best vehicle for you with the price that works. Watch our ads and check out our lot for the Pick Your Price sign that truly puts you in the driver's seat. Call Mission Auto today at 740-623-8337.
This National Farm Safety Week message is brought to you by Inslee Insurance Agency and Wayne Insurance Group, your local farm insurance specialists.
The National Safety Council reminds parents on farms and ranches that chemicals and kids are a deadly combination. Keep pesticides and other toxins away from youngsters. Remind them that chemical storage areas are off limits and do not play in them areas. And after using toxic chemicals, immediately clean and dispose of the containers. Reminder, a poisoning can occur in the time it takes to turn your back.
Papa John's Pizza is now accepting applications for delivery drivers. In-store employees make $9 per hour, while drivers make competitive wages along with mileage. Apply online at www.pleaseapplyonline.com/PJZ.
When Mega Millions is up to $275 million, I play the odds my way. First, I divide my phone number by 3, subtract that by 2, then add today's date to my dog's age, and presto! I'm lucky number ready for the Mega Millions jackpot. It's up to $275 million. Play today!
Mega Millions lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store. Get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
I thought they were a friend until they attacked me.
If you're a survivor of sexual violence, it's safe to say it.
because the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline is here. We help empower survivors with emotional support and local resources. Call us at 844-OHIO-HELP for 24/7 confidential support. We can help the healing begin today.
It took a lot from me, but they didn't take my voice.
It is 5 minutes until the top of the hour. Let's take one more phone call today. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, a lot of teams now have some film to watch on Mayfield, but I don't, in order to study how to defend him, but I don't think they're going to see much because I thought he handled everything pretty good. He handled the rush. He handled the coverage. He handled the blitzes. So I'm real pleased with the way he handled the game, and I think we're on our way, buddy.
I agree with you. I like the way he handled himself after the game. He was actually quite playful with the guys from the NFL Network. Gave a long interview, and I just enjoyed the way he handled himself on the field. And I'll compare him a little bit to Dwayne Haskins. We notice a difference this year with Dwayne Haskins on the field as Buckeye fans. He's decisive out there. Anchors himself, throws the ball. He's got some zip to it. He came out last night blazing and completed a couple of passes right away, and it just looks decisive out there. Did not look like a rookie. Did not look like the guy, a guy that was playing his very first NFL game. And I try to temper things, being a Browns fan, not to get too excited about it. But last night was I'll go as far as to say it's a pivotal game in the recent history of the Browns.
Yeah, because we were down 14 points, and
yeah.
You know, and I know we got some tough games coming up. You know, Cincinnati's not too shabby either, and they'll be a tough game. Pittsburgh, I'm not too worried about, but you know, I just think we're on our way here, and the coach was happy, and the players. I mean, he was good with all the players. You know, he didn't take the credit like I'm the hero or
right.
None of that. He's a team player, and it seems like the team just rallied behind him because, boy, they got open and they caught a couple passes. It was tough. They was either going to catch it or nobody, which that's the way you got it to play it, you know. So I'm really impressed. I'm a big Browns fan, and my son, Brian, he's a Browns all the way. And I like the kicker. You know, I mean, I understand last Sunday our kicker, he had that groin injury, but he didn't report it to the trainers, and he needed to wake up and realize this ain't college. You know, you don't play injured and still have your job. And so if he'd have reported his injury, he might still be with us. But anyway, I did like the kicker. I thought he did pretty decent. I mean, a couple of them looked close,
yeah,
but they went through. The main thing is they went through, and that made me happy.
And because one other thing here, one other point, it's nice to look at the standings and see the name Cleveland ahead of the name Pittsburgh.
Yes, it is. I love that. And like I said, last week we should have beat the Super Bowl champs. We had them beat. We missed two extra points and two field goals, and that killed us. And there again, I got to put it on that kicker's shoulder because of that injury, not reporting it. Because if he'd reported it, we could have maybe picked up somebody, and we probably would have won that game.
The Browns could very easily, if it wasn't for two or three plays in the first two games, they could easily be 3-0 right now.
Exactly. I'm real impressed with him. But I said that last year when everybody was getting down on about losing. A buddy of mine, he was all downhill on him. I said, look, you got to look at the whole game. Yes, we lost in the fourth quarter, but a lot of those games we only lost by 3 points or by a touchdown. And I said, that's what I was looking at. We're almost there, and this year I think we're there.
We're definitely on their way. I'll go that far. Hey, thank you for calling today. Got to get to the weather here before the top of the hour. And thanks for calling, and thanks for listening.